Ramble.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, Zach and Ned in the morning. New year, new us, same old bullshit. What's up, Rainy?
Morning.
Hello.
Talk show. I feel like first we got to address the beard in the room.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back, everybody.
Strong facial hair game. Now, Zach, how many weeks is this?
This is so weird, too, because we're talking in our podcast voice, but we don't have headphones. Our headphones broke, everybody. So
I rarely use headphones. I'm living my best life right here.
This is hello, listeners. Welcome back to a new year. Welcome back to the tripod. Last we spoke, we said, Zach, it's time to grow a beard. We pre-recorded that episode. So I believe this is about 3 weeks of uninterrupted growth.
Three weeks of our time, but only 1 week to the listeners.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're living in a wibbly wobbly time over here. And I've just resisted any temptation, any urge to trim. I trimmed once in the first week.
Let me get the full.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Now the reviews are in.
Yeah.
And they are rave. The beard is here to stay.
Wow.
For the time being. until February. We'll get to our exciting February in a moment. But I'm keeping it for the month. It's fun. I do actually.
Looks good.
I don't mean to ruin it for you, for the listeners, for everyone. But it actually is not a beard. I do still have this tiny little circle of ungrown patch. So it is actually two giant mutton chops.
I did notice. That is funny.
Yeah. It looks intentional.
Yeah.
Circle?
The reverse goatee.
It does?
Yeah.
Does it?
Yeah,
I think so. Really?
It looks like he's starting a new thing. He's like the Kardashians, where they start bike shorts.
Why do you have hair in the middle of your beard? Yeah, that's weird.
Center of your chin
do
with
you
hair.
Style?
Yeah, I guess I'm living in the 16th century.
Weirdo.
Well, that's cool. It looks very, it's just so dark.
Yeah.
Like, it's such a, the contrast
to my porcelain skin.
I guess so. That wasn't quite what I was trying to say. I'm just like, it's like, bam, that's a beard.
Bam.
It's a big change. I know Rachel has seen me and she rejects it. there's a cognitive dissonance for her where she's like, that's not my Zach.
Right. Aww. Yeah. Yeah.
Is this the first time you've ever grown a beard?
This is, people have said, Zach, I did not know you could grow a beard. And of course you didn't, because I didn't know. I didn't try.
Well, I mean, the click-through rate on our thumbnails is going to go down.
It will.
Until it goes back up.
Yeah.
You see, you just got to get people comfortable with it.
I want this to be a lesson for everyone. Mm-hmm. As we approach this new year, you never know if you can do something.
Yeah.
Until you try.
Yeah. That's, that's really good advice.
And now it's raving. Now people are raving about it.
People love something new.
People love
this
something
is,
new.
This is the year where I burn it all down, Rainy.
Yeah?
Yeah. Everything about me is out the window.
Throw it away.
Oh, wow.
This is the year where
you're
Zach...
already burned so much, though.
Has a beard. He's going to start wearing contacts again.
If you had a beard and contacts, I would flip.
It is... Okay, you talked about click-through rate. Something that I've thought about a lot is that the most successful YouTubers have one look. And to change their look is to threaten their click-through.
That's what I was saying. To expound on my offhand remark about click-through rate, you have a certain look. People know you for that look.
Mm-hmm.
That look has a certain allure, as in when I see it on my sidebar, I'm going to click on it because I want to see what Zach's doing in this video. But if you change your look... Now, all of a sudden, it's a little bit less recognizable and a little bit fewer people are going to see it and click.
That's the opposite of life, where if you cut your hair, then all your crush is like, wait.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, wait, who is that? And then they have to think about you for a second and then they fall in love.
I think it's a little different when you're sifting through thumbnails.
Yeah.
You want it to be almost this subconscious decision.
Yeah,
and this idea really crystallized for me when we did that video with CHC, because I was looking at his videos.
Oh, yeah.
And he has this spiky blue hair. And in a lot of his thumbnails, he's... bitty. Mm. But just at a glance, you know it's him.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking back at our thumbnails and I was like, why do I always end up wanting to put Keith or Eugene or Ned in the thumbnails as opposed to me. And I'm like, oh, because when I see their face, like Keith has the big goofy mouth and the glasses. Eugene's got this big old spiky hair. I've changed my look so many times throughout the years. I've had different glasses. I had no hair and then I got some back. So, and I think that is a detriment to my click-through ability. And so I had this identity crisis of like, oh, fuck. Do I need like, I need a look. I need like a, maybe I should shave my head and get giant purple glasses and then I'll be the shaved head, giant purple glasses guy.
You could be Blippi.
I could be Blippi.
I think that's a personal thing though. I think you're probably just insecure about putting yourself on thumbnail.
I want you to take that sentence again, but stop after the word insecure and you nailed it.
Yeah, I feel like you could put yourself, you're pretty recognizable because you've got the big glasses.
But what if they go? Then who am I, Rainey? Then who am I?
No, I mean, he's got a point.
That down.
But you've got a point, too. It is because you're insecure, because your look has not changed over the last...
How dare you?
Your fashion has changed, but your face has not changed.
I'm a new man, Ned.
Your hair, like, kind of went on its own little journey, but, like, it's still hair. It's the same color. It's the same style. Maybe your glasses changed. I don't know. But, yeah, if you had, like, bright, thick red frames, and that was like, oh, it's Zach, the red glasses guy. That would be a thing.
That'd be a thing.
Yeah. You could be the cardigan guy. I mean, it was a bit, when I got a beard, I was like, oh no, like we shouldn't put me in thumbnails.
Oh, for sure.
And now I have a beard for three years and I'm like, it's fine.
You're back
but
now.
Also I shouldn't shave it.
Yeah. You're back, baby. You mentioned cardigan guy. That's Adam Rose on TikTok. Like he talked about this. He's like, he needs to wear the cardigan in every video or else that they don't perform as well.
Right. It's almost as if, our multidimensional, rich, authentic selves are reduced to two-dimensional pastiches for content and click-through rate. But not on this podcast, anyway, baby. Yeah. You're getting the whole enchilada.
New year, same anxieties.
Yeah, new year. Go change something about yourself. Unless you're a viral content creator. In which case, do exactly the same thing over and over again, but just different enough to make people go, that's a new idea, but it's not. It's the exact same thing that you know and love.
The studio looks so cool right now, though.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Studio does look good.
The studio, and I love the two set designers that come in every once in a while. They're so cute, and I think there should be a TV show about just them. They're these just two girls who just eat lunch together. And I just see them every once in a while, and I'm like, oh, the big guns are coming.
Yeah, the big guns are here.
For context, what is Rainey talking about?
Yeah.
What is Rainey talking about? New segment. So we are in the midst of designing a set, a standing set, a studio.
What? I did not know that's what that was.
Oh,
I thought
really?
It was for the TikTok thing. I thought it was for the 5-minute crafts.
You think that
thought we built all that
threat.
Shit for one TikTok
yeah,
video?
And I was like, God damn, look
oh
at that
God.
Studio.
No, it's a very expensive project. It's here forever. No, I mean, we can change it, which is the cool thing. But no, we wanted our studio, you know, this space that we have to have like a look.
Wait,
and
this
a
is
feel.
Exactly what we were just talking about with click through rate. We
exactly.
wanted our studio to have an iconic look.
You know what? It's not a bad thing.
Yeah, no,
it's not
no,
bad.
No.
It's exactly, it is related. You're right. We wanted it to see the set and you say, ah, that's Try Guys video.
And this is something we wanted to do for a long time. I like, obviously, you think about like Mythical, Good Mythical Morning, like they have that set. And we had a meeting like three years ago, pre-pandemic, with Ellen, the Ellen team, not with Ellen, not with actual Ellen.
Yeah,
Ellen's team.
Yeah,
were they cool? Spill the tea.
The team?
The real.
Super cool.
The team was cool.
Okay.
Yeah, of course they were cool.
Good.
But they were talking about how the set of Ellen itself is a character. And I was like, oh, that's so fucking smart. And they're like, it doesn't matter if Ellen's on the stage or our buddy Kaylin's on the stage or Twitch is on the stage or it's just some like little girl performance, like you see that visually and you go, oh, this is Ellen.
We're at the Ellen
and
show.
So we're like, oh, we can make a Try Guys world, and what does that look like? So that's been really fun to think through, like, what does the Try Guys world look and feel like? We were going through color swatches. We had such a specific vision. We're like, it's gonna be this like burnt brown orange 70s porn lounge.
Ooh.
And then we painted it and said, this looks too similar to all of our skin tones. It does not work. Abandon ship. And so we've gone with a nice
I was also a little unsure about the porn lounge part of it.
I think that's the strongest part point.
I was full on board with that part.
All right.
But it's super.
I'll shave a circle in my chin.
How can we describe it visually? Because we haven't even said what it looks like. It is a big arch in the middle, and then these two series of shelves on the side with these weird goopy shapes. You know what it is?
SeaWorld.
SeaWorld.
Right?
I was going to say if you took a lava lamp and froze the shapes
that's what
in time and then carved those into wood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you know what a shadow box is, it's kind of like that, where it's like these are pretty deep wooden shapes. Like it's maybe 6 inches into wood. So like there's like a lot of depth there. But some of them have like little strip lighting that you can customize.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, that's enough space to put like a little knickknack.
And are you saying that boops and bops are going to be encouraged on this show?
Boops and bops are definitely encouraged.
Okay. All right. Cool.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Otherwise, there will be nothing to fill the shelves. I'd like to see you try stacking books in those shelves. Would not fit.
Okay, speaking of Ellen, here's my pitch for you guys I've been thinking about.
Oh,
I think you guys get enough views to bring on Timothée Chalamet for like for him to promote a movie.
Now, is this specific to like you said Timothée Chalamet?
No, Timothée Chalamet. Hairstyles, anybody.
Okay, so you just named...
Because, the views on, like...
Timothée Chalamet, hairstyles, or just, like, anybody.
Hairstyles, who I happen to know that you love.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always am in love with him, but... Okay. And that's irrelevant. Here's my thing, also. This is separate. Timothée Chalamet, if I were in a room with him for an hour, I could get him to go on a date with me. And that is not...
That's a promise.
Trying to be cocky.
Sure.
I just know him, just and I know nerdy guys love me.
So, okay, we're going to put a big old pin in the idea of us doing a video with Timothée Chalamet. Right. And I want to know Rainey's surefire way to get Timothée Chalamet to date her. And not to date you, but to go on a date.
Right, to go on a date. Yeah. And here's the other thing.
It's something that everyone listening needs to know.
Right, because it's not because I think that I could get someone that prestigious or that good looking. Uh-huh. Because, you know, Niall Horan could not get him to go on a date with me. Okay. It's not that. It's that, like, that dweeby, skinny, like, you know, top of his class guy is going to be intrigued. And then I just know. I've just done it hundreds of times. And it never works out.
Hundreds.
Not hundreds.
But I imagine many people are listening and going, Rainey, you are describing my type. That little cut, like a diamond chin, string bean noodle of a man. Mm-hmm. I want him to take me out for some linguine. Let's fucking do this. So what are the elements? What's the mystique? What's the vibe that you give off that gets a Timothée Chalamet shaking in his little boots?
Insatiable Timothée Chalamet.
And just for the record, the mighty fall very far.
Who's mighty?
Timothée Chalamet. You know, you think he's your type, but it's not that fun after one date.
Hence
so you're
100.
Saying you could hook him and then you'd get
interested?
Wow, that's... Yeah.
This is a catch and release situation. You got to let Timothée go back into the stream.
Right, because he's hot, but I think...
What you want out of him.
Exactly. Yeah. Or I don't even know if I want it. This is the thing, though. I think I could get him to hook up with me. I don't know if I would do it. I don't know if I want
to. We've gone from dinner to hook up.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, Rainey. Okay.
Okay, but you're dodging the question. How do we seduce?
I think they're usually pretty insecure, so you just give them like tons of compliments, ask them a bunch of questions, and just, you know, you're just like, oh my gosh, I love this. Yes. Oh, and then make little jokes, you know, but really it's about him.
That is so fucking funny.
Yeah. What about you? How was your?
But by the way, you're totally like you're dead on.
seeing daggers through each of us.
What was your flirt move?
So wait, your flirt move is just to drown that man in compliments.
Yeah, and
make him feel so good, and he's like, you know what? I fucking like this Rainey girl. Yeah. She makes me feel. You know what? I am amazing.
Yeah. I am amazing.
And then once you've got that, you just touch them on the shoulder or on the arm. You're like, oh my gosh, yeah, done. Wow. Line sync.
And by the way, with that, I understand why it's a catch and release situation, because he ain't asking nothing about you.
Exactly.
Wow.
Thank you. Yes. Yes. Hey. I feel seen and heard. Thank you so much, Zach.
Timothy.
Hey,
you're welcome.
What about you guys? What did you do? How did you guys get your wives?
Wow. Well, it sounds like she got me using that technique. No, I remember something Ariel said was that I made a lot of... good eye contact when we were flirting.
Aww, that's cute.
That, you know, made her feel like the only person in the room. And in fact, to me, she was.
Oh, okay.
I think I definitely get pretty like dialed into a conversation I'm having when I'm flirting. Not the type of flirt that's like not paying attention, trying to be aloof or something.
Well, you were 22 when you met Ariel, right?
Yeah.
So had you had girlfriends before, or was she your first girlfriend?
No, I mean, I'd had girlfriends.
So you were practiced.
I guess, yeah.
Now, do you think you could land a Timothée Chalamet, and what would your method be?
Yeah.
Timothée's in the room, because we're doing a Ellen-type video with him.
Right.
Hot off the Dune press tour. He's also doing promo for Don't Look Up and French Dispatch. It's been a big year for Timothée.
Big
you know,
year.
He's traveling the world. He's a movie star. How are you going to stand out amongst the riffraff? Rainey's competing for his affection.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm doing
pretty
well.
She knows what she's doing.
Yeah.
I would probably, you know, if I'm competing with Rainey first, like, if you're on an airplane, bam, both elbows on the seats, got to box her out. just gotta put myself physically in the situation where
you're getting
I need
in before Rainey even has a chance.
Emotionally.
And that'll work.
You're like, this is Pokemon, where it's like the fire type and the grass type and the water type. And it's like, Timothée is a nice grass and Ned's fire is just going to burn him right up.
Burn him right up. Be like, I like your hair. Do you want to have sex with me?
Ned would just stare at him intensely.
It's like,
ooh.
Wherever he is, Ned has sustained eye contact.
Hi, Timothée.
Ooh, yeah. And then going back to how you got Maggie, I know that you guys made out at a gay nightclub.
Okay,
the first time you
all right. you know, look, my flirtation method is twofold. it's humor, often with a self-deprecating slant. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to make Timothée giggle.
Right.
He's going to laugh.
Right.
He's going to laugh so fucking hard. And then really the way that I met Maggie was undeserved blind confidence, of mm-hmm. which I did not have much of in my life.
Mm.
But the night that I met Maggie, we were out celebrating.
Right.
The boys were feeling good.
Boys were feeling good. We were wearing suits.
What were you celebrating?
We had just inked some deal. I don't even remember what, but it was something epic.
It was an exciting day. And we went out partying at our favorite gay bar. And I said, I'm on top of the world. It was a rare day where my insecurity was met by my Leo blind arrogance.
Mm.
And I think with Timothée, mm-hmm. I would just be like, I put on my favorite song. I'd start dancing. And it's mm-hmm. a goofy dance, but it's a sensual dance.
Right.
And then like.
Kind of like rope him in. Just like.
And then Ned comes in. He's trying to make eye contact. But I'm behind Ned. And I'm like. Like I'm making funny faces. Like. Wah! And like anytime Ned's doing something, I'm like, so Ned, right? And then Timothée's like. And so he's like having a moment with Ned. But really he's having a moment with me.
Wow.
And then Rainey comes in. And he touches him. And then I'm like, oh, that's good. You should go with Rainey. And I'm like encouraging
You're
him.
You're my wingman?
And I'm like Timothée's bro. show, right? I'm like, I'm like cheering people on. And it's like, dude, I just want what's good for you. I'm making him laugh. And then he thinks about it. He's like, I'm going to go home training. But you know what? I can't stop thinking about Zach.
Wow.
He just makes me smile. And what? Then I'll be like, you know what, Timothy? Actually, like you're on my way home. And he's like, no, I'm going to go with Rainy. I'm like, yeah, but like, that doesn't, like, Rainy has to go, like, out of the way. Like, I'm already going up.
Logistics.
I'm already going that way. So why don't you hop in with me? And then we're going to fucking make out hard in the back of my Prius C.
Yeah.
I'm a little mad at you.
Yeah, I get
that.
It.
Yeah,
I get
that it. Was really smooth, unfortunately.
Yeah, and conniving.
To my demise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why you sit back and listen to everyone else's strategy, and you counter strategy.
Sure, that's a rock, paper, scissors right there.
You know what? Wow. I'm feeling good about 2022. We're all gonna fuck Timothée Chalamet.
Yeah, yeah, we are.
Yeah, but going back to, I think, because you know, like, James Corden has like, you know, 250,000 with Timothée, and we could get like 9 million at least.
So views?
Views
on a collab that they did?
Yeah,
at least. Yeah. I mean, what was the video? Depends on the concept, you know.
With Timothy, if you had Timothée Chalamet in the headline and the thumb,
that still depends on the concept.
Really?
Oh yeah.
What if we make a video called "Which Try Guy Can Fuck Timothée Chalamet"? like a flirt off.
Flirt off.
That's pretty good.
That's really good. I like that. I think Eugene would come in hot though.
Timothée judges our pickup methods.
Yeah, how to pick up Timothée Chalamet from the source.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know Keith had a format once that I did really like, and it never took off, but it was the idea of going on a date with a celebrity.
Yeah.
He did it with Eric Andre.
Yeah, it's because he piloted it with Eric Andre. It was not a good choice for a pilot.
The weirdest man of all time, who I adore. But it was just absolute chaos. But I think there is a wish fulfillment there.
Yeah.
Of what it's like to date, on a date with a celebrity.
Have you guys ever, what's the most famous person you've gone on a date with?
I'm not at liberty to discuss.
Oh, yeah. That's... Zach actually has dated.
No, I don't. No, I haven't. I haven't.
I haven't.
What?
I mean, yeah.
Dang. You guys were in LA for a while. So, and you were single in LA for a while.
Yes, I was.
I thought there were going to be way more famous people here.
I was not single when I moved to
LA. You mean
LA.
In the office?
Yeah. in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Like, I thought on the street I would
think
be
there
like.
Are.
You realize you moved here during a pandemic.
Yeah, that's true.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Like, how often do you go to the mall?
Yeah, I never.
How often do you eat at the Ivy?
How often do you...
Yeah. Well, okay, Miles has prepared a segment.
Even in his absence, Daddy Miles is always looking out for us.
And it is bananas.
Rainy, that was a pretty good segment.
Thank you.
It set me on my heels. I'm like, I don't know what I would do to Timothée Chalamet.
Well, okay, here's
how
another question.
How did I seduce my wife? I don't remember.
Between Timothy and Harry Styles, who is cooler?
Harry.
Cooler?
He was in a boy band, though.
Harry is cooler. Harry
He's
is hotter.
Now.
Harry is suaver. The answer, no matter who you drop down right now, put like blank versus blank, Harry wins. And I'm not sitting here as the biggest Harry stan. I'm not saying that he's great.
He is pretty cool.
He's great. Fine Line's a great album. He's a great performer. He's got a great voice. He seems he's a great actor too. What the fuck's
who
that about?
Who is better at Magic the Gathering? Harry Styles.
Or Ned Fulmer.
Or me. No, you guys, I heard that Post Malone was very into Magic.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That is a huge surprise.
He collabed on our friend Jimmy Wong's channel, Game Nights, which is like they play this like 3-hour long game and condense it to an hour reality TV style. where they like do all these interviews behind the scenes, or it's like reality TV, like in the middle of the game, someone's like, they tried to do this, so I'm thinking I'm going to do this.
That's thrilling. Funny.
There's like, a portion of our audience who is screaming that we interrupted Harry talk about Post Malone. But I'm going to go with you on it. Because I recently discovered, you know what?
What?
I think Post Malone's pretty dope.
Yeah.
He's yeah. Cool.
He just is so, like, there's something about his music where I think that I'm not supposed to like it. And then I listen to it, I'm like, you're fucking great.
Yeah.
He's great.
Mm-hmm. That's how I feel about most pop music. Yeah. So I'm like, no, it's popular because it's good.
Yeah. Well, sometimes.
For the most part, yeah. Yeah. Sometimes not, but yeah.
Yeah.
Post Malone's music makes me feel like I'm on drugs, even though I'm not.
Well, then I got that's some music a nice for you feeling. If you like that. I can turn you on to some stuff.
Yeah.
Harry's cool.
All right, let's do... this is a email that Miles sent me. He sent me an article. I also haven't read it, so we're just going to blind react.
I don't know how I'd seduce Harry Styles.
Oh. I don't think you can. I don't think you can.
But you think you could.
No. There's no way I could seduce Harry Styles.
Do you want us to do an interview show with Timothée, but not Harry Styles? Because you mentioned
No. I want Harry Styles to come. I still want to meet him. I just know there's 0% chance.
Dang. You went from so confident to so not confident.
Well, because they're super different. Like Timothée, I don't think I've ever gone on a date with someone with tattoos.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think I could do it.
You could. I think you maybe of think, all of us.
I think we could be chance. Friends.
I'll catch that bird for you.
I don't think he'd want to fuck me, but I think that we could be friends because musicians all want to be performers/comedians and they like funny people.
Right.
Yeah. He is. He's really a good interview. He's very like respectful of women, which
he's
I love.
He's friends with James. Mm, yeah.
Good. Yeah.
He's friends with James Corden. He likes James. I'm as funny as James, and I'm way cuter. Mm-hmm. I'm nice.
Do you think the beard makes you cuter, or
yeah,
or like tougher or something?
No, cute teddy bear cute.
I think it makes you more like rugged to me, and not quite as like cute.
Yeah, I have a feeling that I've lost some cute points.
That's not a bad thing. You've gained hot points,
maybe,
because cute and hot they're sort of like cousins.
not always
sort of one
like
to one.
Step cousins, yeah.
Yeah, they're step cousins.
It's a great question. Yeah. Can you be cute and hot at the same time?
I don't think so. I think you're either hot, cute, or beautiful.
Whoa.
Right? That's from like Facebook. That's not
okay. Wait,
me.
So who's
hot, cute, or beautiful?
Tell me someone. So Harry's hot.
Yeah.
But he's also beautiful.
Smoldering. No, I don't think he is. I think he's really hot. I think if you saw a photo of him without any context, would you be like, yeah,
but young
guy,
Harry would be like cute.
He's cute, obviously. Well, kids are generally cute.
Who's a beautiful man?
True, beautiful he's a man? Kid. Yeah.
Timothée is beautiful.
He's beautiful.
Oh, because he's like a statue.
Yeah, he's a statue. He's a work of art.
Wow. Beauty is a work of art. Mm.
And then like young Michael Cera's cute.
Yeah. Oh, I love Michael Cera. Yeah. I mean... Do you guys think you're hot, cute, or beautiful?
Wow.
Self or your wife.
Or none of the above.
If I had to pick one. If I had to pick one, I guess hot.
Yeah, man.
I don't think I'm cute or beautiful.
Let's go. That's the kind of confidence I'm wanting this year.
Yeah, I'm hot.
All right.
Yeah.
I know I'm not hot. And it's not because of my self-confidence. It's just I believe that to truly be hot... You have to look good right after you work out. You need to be able to look good, sweaty.
That's interesting.
And I look like a rotting tomato. I'm like a perspiring red ball that fell on the barbershop floor.
I think you're the closest to the beauty standard of the Try Guys right now in 2021.
This is the best day of my life.
Yeah, because you've always thought of yourself as cute, but what if you're actually beautiful?
Yeah, sound
you
off in the comments.
You don't know you're beautiful.
Yeah.
Baby, you light up the world like nobody else.
What about Olivia Wilde? Like, what does she have? I want to see an interview with her because she has been pulling.
Would you ask, what does
most,
she have?
She's hot. She's hot?
She's the border of hot and beautiful, but she's like, she's cut.
Okay.
Like, those fucking cheekbones she's angular.
You. Yeah.
There's something about the angles that decide it,
that
right? Like, because, like, round is cute. Fucking sharp, you hot.
Maybe it depends on the outfit too, right? Like a more an elegant like ball gown.
You
might say she's beautiful.
Yeah. I do think
but most of what she would wear would probably be hot.
Okay. What's she in? Adjective. What's she in? Olivia Wilde? What is she in?
She was in The O.C. back in the day. Okay. She's in... What is she in? She's a director now. She directed Booksmart, and she's so good.
She directed Booksmart?
Yeah, she's an incredible director, and that's how she met Harry. She's directing a new movie with him and Florence Pugh.
What? That's so surprising, because Jason Sudeikis was in Booksmart.
Uh-huh. They were married at the time.
They were married. I think Jason Sudeikis and Harry Styles are the same, but 30 years apart and different industries.
I've seen them at a Clippers game.
Together?
Together?
Not recently.
Together? They were together?
Harry and Jason.
What? Harry and Jason were together?
No, no.
Olivia. Okay. This is breaking news.
No, the camera found them and they clearly did not want to be recognized. They kind of had hats on. We're like, hey.
I love any celebrity couple where a celebrity recognizes that someone's hot before the rest of us do.
Yeah.
Because when Olivia Wilde was dating Jason Sudeikis, we were all like, wait, is he?
Oh, you know he has a huge game, though.
But like, none of us knew he was hot at the time.
Right.
And then, like, she started dating, and we're like, fuck, you know what?
He is
totally hot.
Hmm. Yeah.
I feel like anyone that does SNL probably has huge game. Because you're just, like,
you just
meet Taylor Swift-level people on the regular.
Colin Jost like, married Scarlett Johansson.
Right.
That killed me. I didn't like that.
Didn't like that celebrity pairing.
I mean, good for him, but I feel like she's so cool.
I hope someday that there's a podcast that's mad about my marriage.
Yeah, man can dream.
Man, when Zach landed Maggie, that just like fucking bummed me out, man.
Yeah, everyone's always like, their significant others are so hot. How do they even get them?
I mean, Ned's hot, but the rest of them, maybe beautiful.
Okay, are you ready for this article?
Yes.
All right. 90 Day Fiancé star who made...
Oh, I know exactly where this is going, and I'm so excited. Do you know this, Ned?
No.
Who made 38, I think, euros. I don't really... pounds?
Is it
pounds?
No. Read it out.
90 Day Fiancé star who made 38,000 either euros or pounds.
What is the letters?
It's like a little E.
It's like a C with two...
Oh, it's like a little L with a cross.
Oh, that's pounds.
Okay, pounds. Yeah.
Okay, start it over.
Which actually is that's more money.
Oh, huge. Okay. 90 Day Fiancé star who made 38,000 pounds a week selling farts in a jar hospitalized.
Let's stop there.
Okay.
Let's react. Are you aware of this, Edward?
No. So sorry. She
is a reality TV star
Who made 38,000 pounds
a week farting in a jar
and selling it,
bottling said fart,
right,
and then shipping it out to patrons of the world.
Does that work? Does the smell stay?
It's a great question. Should we try it?
Yeah, try. I'm guys try sure. Farting in jars.
You get the right bottle.
What's interesting about that too, though, is that like the classic, it loses its value if you take it out of its packaging. So you get the fart.
Sure.
If you open it, game over.
Well, that's why it's a brilliant business model. Yeah. You got to keep going back to the source.
Mm-hmm.
Got to dive into the well of fart.
Do we think that farts in a jar age like wine, or do they dissipate
like a
balloon? Question. I would have to assume the latter.
Depends on the container, because probably unless it's like really a pure container, it's going to dissipate. It can even dissipate slightly through the glass over time.
No kidding.
I believe so.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Science.
But if it's like, if it's like scientific grade, medical grade, it'll probably dissipate a lot slower. Because it probably can get like absorbed into the, whatever structure very slowly.
So we have to assume that there is a group of people out in the world who their kink is getting the jar, opening the jar, taking just a big old whiff, rolling their eyes to the back of their head and saying, yes, please, give me some more.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm fucking happy for them.
Yeah. She's an entrepreneur.
I'm happy. Well, I'm,
yeah, I mean, this story doesn't like super shock me.
Really?
Imagine this sort of thing. Like the economics are quite impressive, but I'm I'm sure that this sort of thing exists. Sir.
And real quick, looking at her photo, we don't have a copy. Would you say that she's hot, beautiful, or cute?
There's no photo.
Could she bag Timotei?
There's no photo.
I'm going to guess that she's hot.
I think she's hot.
People don't want cute farts.
Sometimes, maybe. Just, who knows?
Just log on to OnlyFarts.
All right. So okay, she was bottling the farts.
Yeah.
Then what happened?
Then she was hospitalized.
She was hospitalized
for eating poisonous food.
Yeah, just too many burritos.
Do we know what she was hospitalized for?
Well, I think we're gonna find out. But she thought she was having a stroke. Is the end of the headline?
A beans only diet for 10 years.
Okay, a former 90-day fiancé star who made a staggering 38,000 pounds a week from selling her farts in a jar has revealed she was rushed to the hospital. Stephanie Motto recently shed light on her unusual stream of income, explaining how she utilized her 260K strong following as her customer base to sell her pungent product.
Whoa.
Yeah, how's that?
Oh my gosh. Wait. This is huge.
She's got 260,000 followers and is making that many pounds a week off of farts?
No.
I fart all the time. Mm-hmm. I've got way more followers. Yeah. Are you telling me that I am just letting money dissipate into the air?
Yeah.
This is the most crazy part. Which retailed at pricely $1,000 a jar.
So only 38 people buy it a week, but it's $1,000.
$1,000?
Wow. That's impressive.
All my life, I've been taught to be shameful of my farts. Mm. Little did I know.
They're a product.
I could have...
Damn.
And you know what? The best part is if people ship the bottle back, you can get a recycling fee. You get $5 off your next order.
That's the best
you
part.
Ship the bottle back. That's our only cost. And shipping, of course.
Shipping
always gets you.
Yeah.
But at $1,000.
Easy money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
At one point.
You think shipping's free? That's impressive. Who are those 38 people, I wonder?
Should we look them up on LinkedIn?
What?
No. We can't look them up on LinkedIn. That's... They don't have a...
If you're listening out there and you've purchased a fart in a jar, hit us up. I would love to talk to you. I'd love to know more. I would love to know what it was like when you opened it. In fact, I know she's not selling them anymore. I'm a little upset. I would have absolutely purchased one and opened one on this show. So if you know anyone else who's selling farts,
I don't know if I want to.
If you're listening right now, if you want to sell me a fart in a jar, I'm in the market.
You pay like $69.
That's a hilarious price. I can't resist.
Nice.
Can we make it 69? I'm trying to think though. I need to have standards for whose fart I'm going to buy. I don't want just anybody listening being like, oh, Zach will buy my fart.
Also, are her farts like particularly stinky? Or is just...
Or do they kind of smell good?
I'll never forget. I was at sleepaway camp. We were playing... some card game, and this dude was laying on his stomach, booty up, and he ripped the loudest fart that you've just ever heard. Just shameless. Mm. And we all were like, oh no, you all react, and then we all kind of wait. And we're like, yo, smells like roses.
Whoa.
And we're like, dude, does your fart smell? Your fart smells incredible. And we were all just like, whoa. Like, and we all looked at each other like, this is crazy, right? And that was it. That was the only one. But if she's tooting off that.
Impressive. Also, impressive for that, person that you knew.
I don't know what
you think
eating.
They still, I would think that someone who buys farts probably wants it to not smell good.
Because
there's a lot of different ways you can get rosy colored
smells. Yeah.
Smells. That would you could just be like, oh.
Yeah.
It's a specific scent for sure.
Have a...
Yeah, I feel like this is really
strips
speculation.
Of my perfumed
we gotta get
undershirt.
Source.
Now, do you know where this story's going? I'm curious if this article's been updated.
Oh, that's not the end
of it?
Because
there's more to it.
Okay. Well, we're only two paragraphs in. Okay, so...
Oh, wow.
However, she may have squeezed out one too many as the reality star had to make a hospital dash. She told Jam Press, I thought I was having a stroke and that these were my final moments. I was overdoing it. You can't overdo it.
Was she forcing them? You can't force your tooth.
If it's $1,000 a pop, I although mean, 38 a week is like, a week I is... obviously fart 38 times a week.
A day.
Yeah, but you'd have to like really think about when you're about to fart and go run and get jar.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah,
I mean, how do you even...
How, yeah, the yeah, mechanics of the company.
A special like suction yeah. device.
How I built this should do. This lady.
It's kind of like, you know, the astronauts peeing in the tube.
Uh-huh.
Need that for farts.
We need
to have a suction tube.
Yeah, or
connect
I mean,
it to
yeah.
your butt.
Lazy ass scientists working on curing diseases when they could be working on fart tubes.
Be working on fart tubes. Everyone could have a fart tube. And where they're shipping their farts to each other.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Wait, this is getting juicy? Even
Wait,
more crazy.
Okay, we'll keep going because that last part was pretty juicy.
Stephanie, 31, recalled how she consumed 3 protein shakes and a huge bowl of black bean soup.
I told you.
Ugh. And one day before, feeling that something was not right with the pressure in her stomach that moved upwards throughout her body.
They went backwards.
No one wants burps in a jar. That's gross.
It's an expansion pack.
It was quite hard to breathe. And every time I tried to breathe in, I'd feel a pinching sensation around my heart, she explained. Oh my gosh. The former 90-day fiance star is retiring from the business. And that, of course, made my anxiety escalate. I actually called my friend and asked if they could come over and drive me to the hospital because I thought I was experiencing a heart attack.
Wow. So now the ones that she's made are just going to increase in value.
Oh.
They're never going to be made again.
Well, there is a happy ending to this story because I have a follow-up.
Oh, okay.
And so this was news, I believe, last week. And then as of the last couple days, this 90-day fiance star who sells farts has now a line of fart-related NFTs. And she is
that's
selling
so funny.
NFTs wow. of farts.
Well, that's great for her. You know,
hilarious.
It's like good for her health and still just as valued, maybe.
To kind of have us go full circle here.
Yeah.
Timothée.
Uh-huh.
Harry.
Uh-huh.
Whose fart do we want in a jar?
Oh, okay, great question. Oh, Harry.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Not what I was expecting.
What? You would say Timothée?
I don't like this conversation.
I think Timothée would have a pure, clean...
Oh, no, I do not think so.
Really?
I think he eats pasta, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Like bolognese or something.
Isn't that not good for your bowels? I eat a lot of pasta.
It actually, this is, you know what? I agree with you that Timothée probably has a worse brand because people don't realize this. Vegan food, that gives you a foul odor. Yeah, I had to do a lot of trial and error to get my toots exactly where I want them. Is this too much fart talk? Just the right amount. Keep going. Keep going.
It's too much for me, but you know,
okay,
I'm
well,
sure
I have
the people still listening are into it.
The people who've made it this far.
Yeah.
I have a question about, this is for the last 20 minutes. I want to hear about all the crushes you've ever had.
Oh my God.
So starting with your sexual awakening, Ned.
Wow.
Here, I'll go first because I have thought about this.
Really just jump right in. Are these celebrity crushes or like actual real life crushes?
Real life.
Mm-hmm. Well, sexual awakening is a celebo crush.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
For me, did you guys watch Fetch with Ruff Ruffman?
Fetch with Ruff Ruffman.
It was a PBS show. And there is like this cartoon dog, Real Kids.
Okay.
And there's this guy, Willie.
Uh-huh.
Hot as heck.
Okay, I'm looking this up right now.
Well,
I don't know this at all. This is, I've never thought about your sexual awakening because that would probably not be appropriate. But it does feel right to me that PBS plays a role. Okay, his name is what? Willie?
Willie from Fetch with Ruff Ruffman.
Oh, Willie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Look yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
That is 90s hot if I've ever seen it.
Mm-hmm. And he swam with the dolphins and I was like,
oh, yeah, look at him. Here's them with the dolphins. Wet hair.
Wow.
Yeah. I love that. Here he is now. And you know what?
Still hot.
Good.
Still
oh,
hot.
This is him now?
Oh, what a cute LinkedIn photo.
What does he do? It's LinkedIn.
Let's check out his IMDb.
This looks like a very...
His
like
name is
Colorado
William
office.
Borknessel.
Oh,
no,
that's
Bornkessel.
Really tough for
Borknessel's
me.
Funnier. And what's he been up to? Okay, he was born in 1993 in Florida.
Hey.
Oh.
And
yeah, a lot of those child actors get their start in Orlando.
He was in Manchester by the Sea, uncredited role. Pretty
okay.
cool. He was uncredited in Paul Blart Mall Cop. Not bad. Okay. So okay. Your sexual awakening.
Okay. Ned, now it's your turn.
Well, I had a crush on Catherine Zeta-Jones in Mask of Zorro.
I mean, excellent choice.
Wow.
Ned was... Ned had taste.
The I thought she was super hot. And then right. I want to say, I don't know the specific character, but they're definitely like one of the women in Austin Powers. Not the main one, but like I think one of the bad...
The Fembots?
No, not the Fembots either, but maybe.
I mean, that's a sexy movie.
Yeah.
It's a really sexy movie. I watched it just this year, and I was like, this is a kid's movie? Like, everybody watched this before me, but it is raunchy.
Yeah.
I remember there's some scene in a bathtub, and I was just like, oh my God, I have a boner. watching it at a friend's house, and I was like, bah.
I know the scene that you're talking about, because I, as a kid, also was quite titillated by boners. That scene.
Nice.
It's, they're like in a, like a Japanese spa, like type bath. Like,
right.
And the scene... Well, okay, it's weird to describe this, but like she's like just barely not naked and the waterline is like kind of rocking up and down. And the whole scene is about like her trying to seduce Austin and Austin's like, I'm not going to have it, baby. But then like as a kid, you're just like staring. You're like, come on, come on, come on. And of course, you're not going to see anything. But
yeah, it's like the waterline dips down low just enough to see most of her boobs.
I've talked about mine, I believe, in the past. One, Summer Sanders from Figure It Out. This wasn't, you know, look, we were just going to get married. It wasn't about the raw physical attraction. Right. That was there, but it was more of two souls connecting.
Yeah.
But then my big one was Tyra Banks. Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. And when...
Huge surprise.
You have mentioned
Oh,
that,
my
yeah.
God. Fucking her in Life Size.
Yeah.
There's this scene where she comes out of the shower and she's wearing, like... an oversized football jersey in the bed. And I'm like, I was like, I
oversized,
got it.
Oversized, so a football jersey the size of like a dress.
Yeah, yeah. It was like the original Ariana Grande look.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, interesting.
And I got it.
Now, your elementary school, like, first real person.
This is very exciting because I actually recently ran into my elementary school crush.
Stop.
Did I tell you guys about this?
No.
I'm so excited.
I'm stunned that I didn't tell this story.
Whoa.
I feel like I must have. So I was super in love with this one girl. I wrote about her in our book, The Hidden Power of Fucking Girl. So I told a version of the story that you may be familiar with. I changed her name in the book for some reason. It just felt like I was supposed to change every real person's name. So I did. And now I'm like, why not? Now it's stupid. But anyway, I was huge into unrequited love as a kid. So like, yeah. I thought that I could win her over with this grand romantic gesture. She had a boyfriend, but for Valentine's Day, I went shopping. No. I got her a gift basket. I was like, hey, here I got you this. And then she's like, okay, thanks. And that, you know, we did not fall in love. Did not happen. Didn't work out for your boy, Zach.
Oh, no.
Did she come to your birthday party?
No. She lives in New York. And in October...
I mean, at the time.
She probably came to a birthday party or two, and it probably just made my heart a flutter.
Wow.
But we ran into each other at a wedding.
Wow.
And she got married pretty quickly after college. She's got a kid or two now. And look, I'm taken too. There's nothing that's going on. But it was nice to see her. We caught up a little bit. But before we could really catch up too much, she was like, this is going to sound so weird. And I know this is crazy. But like, and I don't know if it's making, but like, I love Without a Recipe. I watch it all the time. Like whenever I'm cooking and I'm like, I fucking won. I fucking won. Because guess what? She's probably not listening. And if she is, I'm sorry that I say this. I'm cooler than her husband. And guess what? My fiance is cooler than her.
It's kind of
so
rude.
I fucking win.
Wow. I don't.
I win, Ned.
You're a real asshole.
I'm not hurting still because my heart is healed.
I was just imagining while you were talking that you just kept growing the beard out. And then you did Abraham Lincoln cosplay.
Okay, but do you, yes or no, do you think about the crushes that rejected you?
Yes, all the time.
And you kind of want to know.
You kind of want them to interview for a position and you'd be like, sorry.
It's not, I don't wish them badly.
It's not a good fit.
It's not a good fit.
I wish them well. I hope they all go on to have prosperous lives. Yeah. I just want to prosper a little more.
Right. And I get that. And maybe wouldn't say that out loud, but like, I'm with you.
She did not hurt you in any way.
You don't know that.
You were kind of the weird one.
I was.
In that situation. Like,
it was really weird.
Violating social norms just making a big presentation over nothing.
Not thinking of her as a real person at all whatsoever when I was a kid. She was really an object of my affection.
What were her feelings about?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Maybe I made her wildly uncomfortable.
Probably did.
Maybe I gave her trust issues.
What was the mystique around her? Like, what did you like about her?
Actually, she could have been more successful had she not been damaged by you. No, I'm kidding.
I don't know. She was just pretty.
Okay.
I was in fourth grade. I don't know that I had a very advanced nod. She was just, like pretty. You know what I think about this all the time is that, not all the time. I think about this time to time is like, you can still remember having a crush on a child, but then you look back and you're like, ew, they were a kid. But you know what it felt like to have a crush on a kid?
Yeah.
But you were a kid too.
I mean, I know, but it's still weird.
We were just talking about getting boners in middle school. That's like true. A little weird.
It's weird.
We're talking about children's boners, but when it's you and you're a kid, it was my boner.
What about you, Ned? Who is your crush? And so, have you recently seen, have you seen her since?
No, I haven't seen any of my crushes in a while. My elementary school crush, I don't think, I was rather unrequited, and I don't really think anything interesting happened. But my middle school crush is a good story, because I had a crush on this girl in middle school. And, we kind of developed and tried, would like try and figure out ways to like randomly run into her.
So
and
it
then,
was reciprocal. She was also trying to figure out ways to run into you, or you were just trying to figure out.
So that's where the story diverges. because I thought maybe it was reciprocal. We had talked. And, one day she says like, who do you have a crush on? I was like, she's like, I bet it's this person who is her friend, who was like sort of like widely known as the most popular girl in school. I don't know if that makes her second most popular or just like whatever.
She's Duchess.
Yeah.
She's the Duchess sort of popularity.
She was friends with this girl. And I was like, no. And she's like, oh my God, you do, don't you? And of course I'm nervous and flustered because it's actually her that I have a crush on, so I'm not exactly.
I can't believe you were
putting
in this
position. I'm like totally like reading as like I do have a crush on this person, and then it was a thing, and then it was very funny because I was like, oh, how do I? I think we went to the same high school, and I eventually told her like in high school, and we were like, that's cool.
Wait, so you said I do have a crush on your friend.
No, I just was sort of like shy, embarrassed, didn't really say anything other than no, but a very unconvincing no. And then the other girl was like sort of embarrassed. So I don't know if she had a crush on me or not, but probably not really.
These are like the what if moments of our lives. Yeah. And it's not life or death, but when you're younger, it feels like
life or death.
And the scar runs so deep.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I actually, so before the girl that I talked about, there was another one. Okay. Her name was Sally. I was a new kid at school. And I'll never, like, truly, I'll think about this at least once a year, and it's getting a little, it's fading out in time, but, like, I'll never forget and never stop beating myself up where her best friend came up with, like, her dragging her, and she's like, do you have a crush?
she
has a crush on you. Do you have a crush on her? And I just, like, was like, no. And I just said, no. I don't know why. The answer was absolutely.
And she said that she had a crush on you?
I don't know, but the implication was that she did. Right. And then I'm just like, what could my life have been? Who could I have been?
Could I have four kids by now?
That hurts.
It hurts me still.
Like, what should I have just said?
Yeah, I think this is...
Who do you have a crush on?
You,
girl. Like, do you have a crush on this person? No, I have a crush on you.
I think that was
the right answer.
Yeah, and
just
I think
have the confidence to say it.
If you're in middle school and you're like, haha, who do you have a crush on? It's you're thinking like, is it me?
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
I think she did have a crush
no
on you.
Way.
Everyone has these. You have this, Rainey? Do you
no
have
way
the like telling not telling
and why
the person
would she feed the other
oh
person's
my gosh
name?
I have a horrible story about it. I don't even know if I can tell it.
Oh, yeah. Oh God.
Oh, yes.
Because it starts bad. I was 19.
Okay.
And I had a crush on this guy in high school. And he went to BU and I went to Tufts. Oh, shit. Maybe we'll bleep that.
His name was Robert. Fuck. Okay.
But we were looking. So we were looking over the Boston skyline.
Oh, my God.
And beautiful.
You guys met up in Boston.
Yeah.
Bleep that.
What time of year?
It was a night.
Like a little chilly?
It was probably freezing because Boston was always like cold.
Hold up.
Yeah.
Hold up. Because you guys were at different schools.
So we were at different schools.
Yeah. So you like were texting.
Yes.
You met up.
Wasn't just, I went to a party on a rooftop and happened to run into this person. You like connected one, like, hey, 8 p.m.
Did you get dinner?
Well, so the thing
is... Was this a date?
No, because there was a third person who surprisingly was my high school nemesis. It was my high school nemesis, high school crush. We're all getting Chipotle. Then we went to the river. Then my nemesis left.
Greatest thing that... Only good thing that person's ever done.
Yeah. And so then we were... He was going to take like the little shuttle back.
The T.
Yeah, to the T. And then... So we were waiting for the shuttle. And we were at the Boston skyline, and like a week before or something, I had Snapchatted him a picture of the Boston skyline, and I did an arrow and said you. And then I was like, sent it.
Snapchat existed when you were 19.
And I was like, that was way too intimate. Like, I can't believe I sent that. I was so embarrassed.
Wait, say that again. Okay, scratch my snarky comment about age. What did you, sent
I said
a photo skyline.
The skyline?
And an arrow pointing to the point of the skyline. You.
I don't get it though.
Because Rainey was looking at the skyline and thinking about him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. Because he was living in the city.
This is where you live.
Yeah.
And I'm looking and here you are. Yeah. And I'm thinking about you.
It's quite romantic.
But you're this little pie. Oh, that is romantic.
Well, yeah. But then I was like, oh my gosh. Because I didn't know if he liked me or anything.
Uh-huh.
Mm. I don't think he did.
It's also sort of just. Like logistical information.
Right.
Like, this is where your house is. How fun. I can see your house from where I am.
Oh, yeah. No, I sent that to everyone. I like to know.
I like to keep tabs on people's neighborhood choices.
So you're on the skyline.
So I'm on
it's
the skyline.
It's just the two of you.
It's just the
a
two of us.
Chilly night in Boston.
Mm-hmm. And then the conversation settled. Just got quiet.
Oh.
I got so nervous and I punched him and I said, haha, friendship.
No! No! Rainy!
So I don't know why I did that.
Oh my God. Oh my
That
heart just ripped out of its my chest cavity.
It was right there.
It was right there.
And then, it was right there. And then you had the opposite. You like cock-blocked yourself.
I cock-blocked myself.
And what did he say?
I can still see his face was like, it was like confused. He was just like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously.
If anyone ever makes that mistake in the future, just go, nah, I'm just kidding. And then grab him and start making out.
Yeah.
That would have been a way better move. Yeah. And then,
I
know.
I mean, did you not have the Timothy Chalamet
game,
like moves at this point? They developed later in life?
Well, I will say he was probably, So I think I got
the target
hot.
Demo.
Senior year of high school physically and got hot emotionally senior year of college.
Sure.
Yeah. Which are different things. And I'm glad that you pointed that out.
Yeah.
And you know what? I think that this should be a lesson to everybody because it's a new year, new you. And you may not have that Timothée Chalamet game yet. You may not have your beard yet.
But it's
you
coming.
May not have whatever's going on with Ned yet. But someday you'll get there.
Yeah.
You're going to be emotionally hot this year.
You're going to be emotionally hot.
I fucking feel it.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, unfollowed him on Instagram because he has a girlfriend and he just kept posting photos of her and I was like, it's enough.
Yeah, enough.
I got it. This is not sparking joy.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, you may be somewhere in your life where you wonder, I'm on a skyline. What do I do? How do I not punch him and say friendship?
Mm-hmm.
You may be looking for advice, perhaps advice for a rainy day. This is that. Take it away, Rainy.
Okay, advice. Okay, so I just thought of thoughts. I didn't think of advice.
That's great. Let me take that back.
Take it back.
You may be thinking about stuff, but you know who thinks more? This is thoughts for a rainy day.
Let it rain down on you.
Ooh, Good. Thank you. My thoughts, it's twofold, similar. First thought is on masquerade balls. Mm. Hot or not?
Hot.
Really?
I've never been.
How do you they're hot?
Why are they hot? You can't see the, your
I
face.
Wish. Like, sort of. Not really. Not a real one. Masquerade yeah. parties. Not a ball with well, like black tie.
You've been to masquerade party?
Mm-hmm.
What was the situation? What was it? Was it like in college?
It was like, I think I went to one in college and then one with Ariel that was sort of like a theater slash party thing experience. I just think, you know, like wearing a mask and having the allure of outward kind of presentation, super, super sexy.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you a question. Batman, Catwoman, you see that trailer? Pretty fucking hot.
Wait, who's... Oh, wait. Somebody famous is it?
Rob Pattinson, oh. Zoe Kravitz.
Yeah,
something
Zoe
about
Kravitz.
Covering up someone's face and just seeing some of the key features that leaves your right. imagination yeah. going, ooh.
Oh, that's what it... I was like, is this sort of a Love is Blind situation?
No. Like, you gotta see the goods.
it's like covering up... Like, it's like the modesty is hot kind of thing. Where it's yeah. like, leave some to the imagination.
I mean, I haven't really thought this through, but...
I think it's a little bit like you can't quite see every part of them, and that gives the person a little bit of an air of mystery and secrecy, and...
They're in the shadows.
Well,
kind of.
Yeah, I guess they're... Yeah. Yeah, the mask does shadow their face, but it's... Yeah. Yeah, it's about...
I've never been to a masquerade ball.
What's the
I imagine it's a lot of the like, what happens here stays here. And sure. we don't even know who we are. We're strangers. We could pass each other in the street and not even know.
Ooh. Yeah, I think that's part of it.
Because okay.
the alternative is just a ball. like a normal ball.
Yeah. I do like that nothing actually happens at the masquerade ball. That is exciting.
I don't know if this should be in the podcast, but our friend... bleeped yeah. pre-pandemic went to a masquerade orgy
what
which was in a her and her boyfriend, you guys probably can guess who this is about, and they yeah it was like everyone was wearing masks and you walk around this rented out mansion and then you just walk in rooms and go anyone in here want to fuck? No, okay moving on, okay, ooh, oh, looks like they're doing some fun stuff in here, all right, yeah, let me jump on in.
Let me hop on in.
What?
And I was at Not Scary Farm with them. We were like online in between different haunted mazes and I'm just hearing details mm-hmm. of this masked orgy and I'm like, this is just fascinating.
And the masks add to it, right?
Oh yeah,
no masks.
Not
just a bunch of naked people in a room fucking.
That's kind
of
weird.
Well, I don't, you know, to those people, it's not weird.
You need the masks.
But the masks now are like, whoa.
Wow.
This was a very fuck-centric episode.
I know.
Yeah. But yeah, I would say half masks are hotter than full masks.
Yeah, was
you know,
the
full
was
masks
Phantom
that are
of the
like,
Opera?
What?
Phantom of the Opera
no,
style?
No, you sort of, maybe it's just the top or
oh,
whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Not side half.
That's what I was picturing. Maybe. If yeah, it's full
just,
mask.
Just yeah. the eyes.
I'm not like having sex with a mascot here.
Yeah. I mean, like pandemic masks are kind of the opposite, right?
Yeah. I guess we're all in a masquerade ball.
Those are the last.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're all.
But you can imagine before the pandemic, if everyone was around and you could only see their eyes,
yeah.
kind of hot.
Kind of
you know
hot.
What it is,
especially
though, too?
If people wearing tuxedos.
Because I've said this about face masks, is yeah. that I assume that everyone is hotter than they are
mm-hmm.
underneath their,
right.
their masks.
That's
and
true.
So I imagine that mm-hmm. a masquerade ball, it's the same thing.
Sure.
Your mind is filling in the dots.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, this person's now super duper hot.
Super hot.
Yeah.
Ned's got to run, but Rainey has one more thought. See you, Ned.
Bye.
Bye.
Rainey, what's this last thought?
Okay, my last thought is on capes.
Okay.
Because I saw a cape in a movie and I was like, that is the sexiest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Hero cape or fashion cape?
Like, it was like a old, like a medieval cape.
What movie?
I don't know. I forgot.
I say we bring him back.
I think so too. And they're warm, but they're way cooler than jackets.
My friend Ella, her dad was wearing a cape when he met her mom.
What? What kind of cape?
A fashion cape.
Yeah. See, that is, and is her mom like super hot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Try Guys Wear Capes. I would love that.
I think that's, yeah, just out in the world and just see how people react.
They seem very impractical. I'm trying to think of like getting into my car,
bunching it up.
It's going to get all wrinkled, but I'm willing to give it a go.
Yeah.
Rainy, those were great thoughts.
Thank you so much.
And you know what? I can't think of a better place to end this episode. It's just me and you. So there's no theme song.
Yeah.
It's a new year. We're getting back in. You know, like we're circling back on the podcast. You guys get it. This is the ramp up week.
It's the ramp up week. I know. I feel like you have a lot in store. What are you doing today?
Probably. Oh, I didn't even tell everyone. We'll talk about it next week. Oh, yeah. This month is jam packed. And honestly, I am not happy to be hitting the ground running.
I know. Coming back from break, it's kind of like, whoa.
It's just so jarring every time.
Yeah.
But that's life, man. And hey, you guys get it. So thanks for being with us. Thanks for doing the thing. And until next time, friendship.